Does traveling to Greece and Italy sound interesting to you? If so, we'd like to invite you to come with us on Mormonism Research Ministries' trip to these biblical lands in September 2014. In Italy, we'll see the Appian Way, the Catacombs, and Paul's House. In Greece, imagine the experience of seeing Corinth and Athens, two very important New Testament cities. Want more information? Visit theapologeticstudybibletour.com, all one word. Again, that's theapologeticstudybibletour.com. We'd love to have you with us. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM, as we continue our look into the transcript of a Q&A session that took place in November in 2010, something that has been called the Swedish Rescue. It was when two Mormon historians were sent to Stockholm, Sweden, to answer questions from members who were having some very big concerns about the history they were learning on the internet and how it didn't seem to compare with the information they were learning from church sources. Now the question is going to switch to archaeology and DNA. Richard Turley is going to quickly switch the topic matter. He goes from the topic about the temple ceremony and how uncomfortable it was for some people to go through the temple the first time, to where now he's going to switch gears and he's going to say, quickly, archaeology in the Book of Mormon.
And he asked the question, why isn't there all this specific evidence of Nephites and Lamanites? And then he goes on and says, as you know, there are cultural ruins all over the Americas. The question is, were these Book of Mormon peoples or not? Some people have tried to answer that using the DNA to say maybe there were Book of Mormon people. Maybe they were not. Are there any DNA experts here? I'm going to give my best short answer on DNA.
Now, that's an interesting question. Are there any DNA experts here? I wonder how Richard Turley would have continued his answer had five people raised their hand in the audience.
Well, nobody's going to be able to answer him authoritatively that he's wrong on anything that he's going to say right now. So that's kind of an interesting and maybe perceptive question to ask.
And he's not an expert in DNA. I admit I'm not an expert in DNA. It is a complicated subject, no doubt, but there are people who are qualified to speak on it. And I'll guarantee you, folks, it isn't groups like the Foundation for Apologetics Information and Research or the Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, which is now known as the Neil Maxwell Institute. They don't seem to be qualified on this either. And interesting, that's the question that Hans Mattson asked when he said, I'm going to give you my best short answer on DNA. Hans asked, is it the same as Fair and Farms? To which Turley says,
It may be.
Okay, so this is where we are now, because this DNA issue comes up every once in a while. And let me just say up front, folks, DNA has not been a help to the LDS people or LDS apologists. DNA does not support the Book of Mormon story. In fact, you have Mormon apologists who have at least said so. For instance, Dr. Daniel Peterson said that to the best of my knowledge, no serious Latter-day Saint scholar or scientist contends that to date, research on Amerindian DNA provides significant affirmative support for the Book of Mormon. This was an article, an essay that he wrote called Prolegomena to the DNA Essays. It was in the Farms Review, Volume 15, Number 2, 2003, page 32. If you want to check it out. He goes on in trying to explain the problems with DNA, and there was a long paragraph there, and we don't have time to go through the whole paragraph, but towards the end of this particular response that Turley gives, he says the bigger problem is this. What does he say?
He says, in order to capture DNA, in order to make a comparison, you need two things. One, you need to know what was the DNA of Lehi's family. And then two, what is the DNA of ancient American peoples? We know some, but not all of the answers here. We're continuing to learn over time. The body of types of DNA for these people is growing. With this one, we have no way of knowing the answer. We do not know what Lehi's DNA was. The place where they were living at the time was a place that had immigration in and out. The kind of DNA they had is impossible to determine. So that's the basic answer. You can't tell because you don't know both the DNA of Lehi's family history.
Now, before we address that specific problem, when he makes the comment, the place where they were living at the time was a place that had immigration in and out, not if you believe the Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon certainly doesn't support that premise. What does the Book of Mormon actually say on that?
Well, 2 Nephi chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says this, "And behold, it is wisdom that this land should be kept as yet from the knowledge of other nations. For behold, many nations would overrun the land, that there would be no place for an inheritance. And they shall be kept from all other nations, that they may possess this land unto themselves."
So, according to the Book of Mormon, there were not indigenous people when Lehi arrived, even though that is now the contention that modern apologists have. Now, what's interesting about that is when I was doing some research to put together some quotations for the book in their own words, I was looking at some of the statements that were made by Mormon leaders of a long time ago, and they often cited that verse as proof that really Lehi and his relatives and all the people that came with him were the only ones that were here. And that's not the position that I'm finding that Mormon apologists are taking, and we've just heard it now. Simon Southerton actually addresses some of the things that Turley said in this answer. In fact, he wrote a whole article that's on his blog site. It's called SimonSouthertonBlogspot.com. It was an article titled, "Mormons Believe Native Americans Have Israelite Ancestors," and the date was Sunday, 28th of July, 2013. Now remember, Turley said that we needed two things. We needed to know what? The DNA of Lehi's family history. That's not what Southerton says. He says we don't need Lehi DNA. In fact, this is what Southerton says. He says, "Turley's claim that we need Lehi DNA in order to be able to detect his ancestors today is an argument that has been presented over and over again by several apologists, including Jeff Lindsay, Michael Ash, FAIR, or the Foundation for Apologetics Information Research, Brian Stubbs, Daniel Peterson, whom I just quoted, and Matthew Roper, to name a few. He goes on to say, we don't need Lehi DNA. We need non-Asian DNA. Southerton goes on to say, it is nonsensical to claim that because we don't know what the DNA of Lehi's family looks like, we cannot possibly find Lehite DNA today. We know that Lehi and Mulek were members of two different Israelite tribes, and that they and their families lived in Jerusalem. Basically, he's going along with the Book of Mormon story. I don't think Southerton believes this for a minute. He goes on to say, it is perfectly reasonable to assume that both the Lehites and Mulekites were Israelites, or at the very least closely related to people living in the Middle East. We know a considerable amount about the DNA lineages of living people whose ancestors were Israelites, reaching back 2,600 years. Israelite DNA lineages belong to the same family groups found in European populations. He goes on to say other Middle Eastern populations, such as the Syrians, Egyptians, Lebanese, and other Arabic groups, have similar mitochondrial DNA lineages belonging to these families. Essentially, all Europeans and Middle Easterners possess one of these lineages. He goes on to say LDS apologists didn't need Asian DNA to be convinced that American Indians are essentially all descended from Asian ancestors. So why do we need ancient Israelite DNA? John Butler has loudly trumpeted the missing Lehite DNA argument, yet he was persuaded, quote, that almost all Native Americans tested thus far possess genetic signatures closely resembling modern-day Asians. He goes on to say, the other obvious problem is that we don't have any Native American DNA lineages that are even candidate Israelite DNA lineages. So virtually, he says, 100% of Native American DNA lineages are Asian in origin. That presents a problem if you want to use DNA as some kind of evidence to prove the Book of Mormon story.
What if a Latter-day Saint said, who's this guy to be able to say what he says? Well, Simon Southerton is, he's a plant geneticist, but I think some Latter-day Saints might get a little iffy with him because he was excommunicated by the church.
Yeah, but even though he was excommunicated by the church, you still have to ask the question, is he an expert in his field of expertise? I mean, does he know what he's talking about, or doesn't he?
And that's the key, because this man is a geneticist. He does this for a living. Richard Turley is a historian who is throwing out something that other apologists have used, and none of them that I know of. When he asks, are there any DNA experts in the room, he shouldn't have raised his hand either, and none of these other apologists are as well.
And as I've said before, it is a complex subject, and usually whenever I've written on the subject, I'm usually quoting the expert, because I really am not an expert in this. All I do know is that what I read from those that are experts in this field, they tend to discount the notion that somehow DNA is a help in affirming the Book of Mormon narrative and the people that it talks about. It just does not seem to do that.
Before DNA really became an issue, I remember the 1990s when we were starting to hear that they would be able to do tests and be able to figure these things out. And I remember one Mormon apologist mocking us and saying, it will just prove that the Book of Mormon is true. Well, we don't know of anybody outside of the LDS Church who deals with genetics, deals with any DNA kind of issues, who would say, yes, the Book of Mormon peoples come from Israel. They have Jewish blood. I mean, there's nobody that we know of. And so, as you said, this has not been a friend. It's rather been a harsh critic to the case of Mormonism.
Well, let me give you one more quotation. It's from Dr. Trent Stevens. He wrote an article called Now What? That was in Sunstone Magazine, March 2004. You can find this on page 26. This is what he says. No genetic evidence specifically supports the hypothesis that Native Americans descended from Middle Eastern populations. Furthermore, there is little reason to assume that additional data will reverse the current conclusions. So there's just no way that it's going to happen. They're not going to find it. They're not looking for it anymore. And even though some who raised those questions years ago were mocked and ridiculed by some of these Mormon apologists, time has actually vindicated these others, and now you don't hear the Mormon apologists really raising that as an issue at all.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have dozens of articles and video resources that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live weekend presentation. Remember, we're here to equip the body of Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website. Again, that's MRM.org. Yeah.